This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Mount Taal urban volcano in the Philippines that erupted a week ago continues emitting clouds of ash. Experts say there could be more eruptions during the coming days without warning. For the time being, authorities are keeping the alert level at 4 on a scale of 5. The volcano is the most active in the Philippines and stands near a growing industrial belt just over 100 kilometers from the capital, Manila. The Taliban says its latest talks with U.S. envoys in Qatar have focused on ending the 18-year-old Afghan war, and that the two sides had even discussed a signing ceremony. The insurgent group also reportedly offered a brief partial ceasefire in the midst of the latest deadly violence in Afghanistan. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the center of a political whirlwind over his Senate impeachment trial, which is set for opening arguments on Tuesday. It is a rarity in American history and already a blot on Mr. Trump's legacy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com, day or night. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A worrisome gun rights rally is set for Monday in Richmond, Virginia, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There are anxieties over the potential for violence, with tens of thousands of people expected to be on hand. Virginia's highest court has upheld a temporary ban on firearms at the rally site on the grounds of the Capitol. Pro-gun groups are upset. One can only speculate on the reaction among extremists. AP correspondent Mike Rossia has a report.
Gun rights groups challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order issued by Northam on Wednesday, banning guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual gun rights rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats in issuing the order and declaring a state of emergency. Concurrently, the FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. An official told the Associated Press at least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump charges that the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is under very serious attack in Virginia. The World Health Organization says large numbers of people in the world are dying each year from antimicrobial resistance because drug-resistant infections are simply not getting enough attention. Dr. Peter Bayer is the
doctor. Against these resistant bacteria. It takes about maybe 10 years to develop a new antibiotic. So if we go back to phase one, we know exactly what to counter the current threat.
American safety authorities are looking into a potentially deadly problem with electric vehicles made by Tesla. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
The complaint is the cars can suddenly accelerate on their own. 2019 Teslas, Model 3, Model S, and Model X. NHTSA is already investigating 3 crashes last month involving Teslas. 3 people were killed. The new complaints about unintended acceleration haven't been verified, but some allege the car's electronics malfunctioned. I'm Ed Donahue.
Once again, our top story this hour, congressional Democrats are stepping up their efforts to get Senate Republicans to accept their demands for witnesses and documents in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Opening arguments are scheduled for Tuesday. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.